95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show, Riggs and Guy. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, Guy. That means it's time for another edition, Friday style, of Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Our friends Josh and Amelia, SR Perot, who are unnecessarily socially distant over there at the SR Perot headquarters. But I understand, you know, you got to combine both work with beer instruction. And I'm about to learn a great lesson today because I see one of my favorite brand name beers. Tell them what it is.
See, I was thinking about you.
Thank you.
We got some Stone today.
Yeah! Woo! I love the Stone Bros. The Stone people get, they go off. They don't mind getting weird with the packaging, getting weird with the flavors, getting weird with the ABV. They go all over the place. So let's dig in. I like this. Good quality beers. Where should we start?
All right. So we're going to start with Stone's Tangerine Express Hazy IPA.
All right. Hazy. I can't wait to see if I can see through the other side of the cup here.
Oh, so this one's been around for a little while now. Kind of went through a package change, but I figured once again, start a little. Stone doesn't necessarily have anything light, so we'll start off with the lightest we have today.
Oh, really? Okay. This is the lightest.
7%.
Okay, this is the lightest one at 7%. Okay.
So Tangerine Express is exactly what it sounds like. It's made with tangerine puree and just a tad bit of pineapple, actually.
You definitely get the tangerine smell right up front.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So they use the whole tangerine in this, right? Because it's a little bit tart. I mean, I can taste a little bit of that rind. And it's very much tangerine forward.
The IBU is clocking at 75 IBU, so it does have a bitterness to it. So if you're an IPA lover, this is something right up your alley because it still kind of has that juiciness, but it's very bitter as well.
I do love the flavor of this beer, and it's weird because I had the tangerine was my primary fruit for most of my life, and then only since they started calling them cuties have I shied away from actual eating them just because they're called cuties, right? But I mean, that's what it is. That's a tangerine, yeah.
It's cute.
Trust me, if somebody's pulling the wool over my eyes on the tangerine versus cutie debate, I want to get into that. I don't want to mess up this segment with it, but this is really good beer, though. Holy cow.
These guys are...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of IPAs now are kind of turning back the other direction, kind of getting rid of some of that bitterness and replacing it with some of that juiciness, and this does both really well. So for your op heads out there, grab this.
Definitely. I mean, it has tangerine and pineapple in it, but I definitely don't want that to scare away people who think that this is going to be like a fruity beer. You know, this is Stone. It's a bold IPA, 100% IPA. It just happens to have tangerine in it. So don't be afraid of the fruit. Go for this. If you love Stone, you're going to love this hazy IPA.
Well, Stone is out of Escondido, California. They were founded in 1996, and they say on their cans, they're not afraid to tell you, their beer is very aggressive.
Extremely.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is, I still feel like this is a smooth drinking. Like, when you open this, you're not going to get knocked on the floor by it. And even with that first couple, after you get the first taste or two, you're like, give me more of that.
Come drinking with me.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can actually have probably the whole six pack and be all right.
A lot of things have been said about my head and hair, but hophead is one that I forget that I truly am a hophead when I taste a beer like this. All right, now we have one more beer in the segment, and it deserves some. We need to slow it down because I have never had this beer. I have looked at it on a shelf. I have I didn't have any room in my arms to carry it, so I didn't get it. And this is it. This is my finally a chance to try this thing.
All right, so this is one of their new ones called Soaring Dragon. So an Imperial IPA.
Soaring Dragon.
Clocks in at 8%, so definitely get the job done. And 38 IBUs.
Okay.
So the thing that makes this a little bit unique is that it's actually made with white tea. So from what I understand, the brewers actually went to Shanghai, China, and there is a three-story market there called the, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but the Taishan Tea City Market. And they sampled a whole bunch of teas, and they kept coming back to the white tea. Kept coming back, and so they added it to the beer, and this was the result.
Wow, are you getting does it feel almost have a little mint aftertaste? Are you getting any of that, or is that might just be the hops? Boy, that is good.
So, ironically enough, one of the flavor profiles is spearmint.
Mm. Yeah, I got a little mint.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, right on the end.
Yes.
Woo!
So do you want to hear what they list the flavor profile as?
All right, let's hear it.
raspberry, cinnamon stick, clover honey with hints of coconut, papaya, spearmint, sage, clean white tea, and grapefruit pith.
Oh my, wow.
So there is a lot going on in this beer. It's fantastic. It's really good.
This is so unique. It's almost like a classy stone.
Yeah, I've had beers brewed with tea before, and it didn't do anything for me, but this one is actually, I'm going back for more.
Yeah, that's cornucopia right there. I mean, that is literally, that is kitchen sink kind of stuff. You just took all the stuff and just jammed it in there, and it worked out.
I'm impressed.
If you guys want to find out where to get these, srprot.com beer finder, and you can also go to stonebrewing.com.
What's really cool about Stone is they've always kind of been known about their very dark packaging with the demon on it and whatnot. As of late, their packaging has lightened up a little bit. Not the beer itself, but the packaging has. So they've gotten really creative, very graphical, very bright, calling a lot of attention to their products, and it's awesome.
I love it. It's really going to stand out on the shelf.
Yeah, the Japanese artwork on this stuff is what caught my eye to begin with, and I was hoping that the flavor would match that awesome guy. I got to get like a hat or a shirt or something with that thing on it too, because I dig that kind of artwork. That is really, I mean, if you're just buying just because something caught your eye on the shelf, as you said, this one's going to do it.
And if you know they're wearing this, you know they've had the Stone beer, and they're also a fan.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Yeah, I might pull some strings for you.
Oh, well, we might be able to find you a 95.7 The Hog onesie. I don't want to make any promises. Yeah, well, you know, it's the summer. All right, well, there's two more Stone beers sitting there that haven't even been open yet. We haven't even tapped those, and as the ABV goes up, so does the fun here. It's Rings and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, SR Parade. More coming up next on 95.7 The Hog.